The Golden Staircase. Practical Steps on the Path of Devotional Service Life Fulfillment. Compiled from informal discourses given between 1981 and 1985 by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Founder-Acharya of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Navadvip, India. Published under the auspices of the President Acharya, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, transcribed and presented by Sripad B.S. Tridandi Maharaj, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, published by Ananta Printing and Publishing, SoCal, California, for Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Sangha, Dublin, era. Forward. I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to present these gems from the treasure house of devotional service to the Supreme Godhead, which emanated from the divine lotus mouth of Om Bishnupad Paramahansa Sri Srila B.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj between 1981 and 1985. Known affectionately to his disciples simply as Srila Guru Maharaj, his divine grace personified the life of eternality, supramundane knowledge, and divine happiness, and he planted the nectar seeds of Krishna Prema, the supreme goal of life, in the hearts of the fortunate souls. He extinguished the burning fire of separation we felt in our hearts following the disappearance from this world of the great ambassador of Krishna consciousness to the West, his divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, simultaneously fulfilling our cherished desires for spiritual nourishment and inspiring within us an ever greater thirst for spiritual perfection. The topics presented here have been selected to illustrate the proper and practical way for a sincere sadhaka, aspirant, to progress on the path of pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, especially in his form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Guru Maharaj repeatedly emphasized that the path should be followed carefully, step by step, without omitting anything, lest one fall into the traps of either sahajayism, imitationism, or mayavad, impersonalism. He taught that by always keeping sadhu sangha, association of good devotees, either personally or through their shiksha, instructions, by chanting the holy names of the Lord with sincerity and faith, and by rendering loving service to Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, one could steadily progress on the path back to Godhead. This progress continues and accelerates by our acceptance of ever higher conceptions and elimination of lower ones, and such progress is infinite, going beyond the tathashta region of Viraja, Nirvana, the goal of the Buddhists, and the Brahmajyoti, the goal of the yogis, and onward through Shivalok to the spiritual abodes of Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Mathura, and finally Golok Vrindavan. There the Supreme is worshipped as Sri Sri Radha Govinda in Brajadham, or as their combined form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham. And it is by their own grace that one may ultimately attain to the inconceivably high position of service to the servants of the servants of Srimati Radharani herself, which is the ultimate goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Preliminary instructions regarding the process for controlling the mind and senses and the principles of devotional behavior have been given in books such as Sri Upadeshamrit by Srila Rupa Goswami, and carefully following this advice in a properly adjusted way will ensure genuine progress on the path of bhakti. Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke at length on all these topics, but he always emphasized that it is one's sincere internal hankering for the Lord's service and the genuine feeling of one's own incapacity, which are the real keys to realizing Sharanagati, the pure soul's surrender. Ultimately, when genuine divine love awakens within the soul, That love will itself direct the soul to his or her best serving location within a particular serving group. Svarupena Vyavashtiti. Imbued with one of the predominant serving mellows of either servitorship, dasya, friendship, sakya, guardianship, vatsalya, or the all-inclusive mellow of amorous love, madhurya rasa. Srila Guru Maharaj explained that within these rasas there are divisions and subdivisions, heads of groups and their followers, right-wing and left-wing parties, so much gradation, all of which is ultimately arranged by the Supreme Lord's own yogamaya potency to provide a dynamic interplay of variety in oneness, by which the Lord's pastimes, lila, are supported, nurtured, and enhanced. The infinite is not static, nirvishesh, but dynamic, and that dynamism generates sweetness in service through both union and separation. Srila Sridhar Maharaj's explanations of these finer points and his revelations of the inner meaning of the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and the Gayatri and other mantras give such new dimensions of depth to one's consciousness and nourishment to one's devotional kripa, bhakti lata, that they are impossible for the truly fortunate souls to ignore. The devotees who are introduced to the teachings of pure devotional theism by the unparalleled preceptor and Shaktivesh avatar, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, will find in this book a very sweet and glorious illumination of his teachings. The matchless gift of Krishna consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada gave to the West, must be carefully accepted in the heart and preserved and nurtured there. That is only possible by the supporting strength of the devotional illumination given by great beacon lights of the spiritual world, such as Srila Sridhar Maharaj, whom Srila Prabhupada loved and revered as his own Shiksha Guru in spiritual matters. The fortunate and awakened soul must see the value of this spiritual interchange as a cause of growth if he is to really progress towards the all-harmonizing truth beyond all material sectarian concerns. It is also my heartfelt feeling that the legacy of both Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj is being carefully preserved, practiced and preached by Srila Guru Maharaj's successor, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, and that in the unbearable fire of separation from those two great souls, our hearts may be given hope once again. The Lord mercifully comes as the Acharya to deliver himself to the souls of this world. All glories to Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer my sincere dandavat pranams to all the holy Vaishnavas, through whom we may have the benediction of divine faith's revelation. Humbly, Swami B.S. Tridandi, Disappearance Day of Srila Srinivas Acharya, 21st November 1993.